You're listening to WNYO Sports Hour with your hosts, Aaron Valentino and Brandon Ladd.
Thursday, October 7th, Aaron Valentino, Brandon Ladd here with you on a Thursday, a hot Thursday fall afternoon, 70 degrees outside. Brandon, how are we feeling? Thursday, final day of the week for Sports Hour. No Sports Hour on Fridays because the two of us are busy, busy bees on Friday afternoons.
Very good. Yeah, very busy on Fridays. Feeling great, feeling healthy, feeling young. It's a great time.
Feeling great, feeling healthy, feeling young. Do you normally feel bad, old, feeling, what do you, oh, and not healthy?
Well, I guess I just feel like myself today.
I feel old lately.
Why is that? Right?
Well, we talked yesterday about elementary school teachers and how it, you know, it's been 16 years since we started kindergarten, and it feels like just yesterday.
This past September for me was a lifetime, though. Time has slowed down.
Really? I feel like it's speeding up. I feel like starting tomorrow, the rest of the semester is going to go 120 miles an hour.
Yeah, it probably will.
Yeah, because this week, internship for me kicks in a really high gear. Hockey starts next week. I'm kind of freaking out. I figured out Man Behind the Glass today, and I think everyone was a little scared about my excitement in the office today when I figured it out. Because I walked in, I thought there was only going to be like one or two people in there. There were seven people in there, and I eventually figured it out and screamed because I was so excited because it's just one less thing.
So that's what I heard down at the Gonian?
There's just one less thing that I have to do. Also, we walked into our studio today, and there's, you know, things happen for various reasons between the three media orgs. So we've started a throwing chair counter, right? And today we walked in, and the last I heard, now we have a group chat that keeps track of these things. The last I heard, we were still at 12. Yeah. We're now at the chair counter in the NYO office now says 14 plus a sofa.
Which is worrisome.
That's scary.
That's alarming. That's menacing.
How did it, like, how do you toss a sofa?
How does someone wake up so villainous and so menacing in the morning?
How is somebody, like, angry enough to be like, I'm going to toss this sofa? And why is it a sofa, not a couch? What are we, in the 70s?
I flipped a recliner at home before. I've gotten mad enough
the expensive recliners that you have in your house?
Yes.
And you flipped one of those?
Yes.
Because of the Cowboys?
Not because of the Cowboys, because of the Celtics.
Because of the Celtics?
Yes.
You flipped a whole recliner.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it pops right back up.
It pops right back up.
That's the magic of a recliner.
I guess it is. So if anybody knows anything about this, I texted the chair counting group chat called Have You Eaten Today?
And I explained this to my mom. It's so college, as she says. Why
does your mom know about this group chat?
Because I text her, I'm like, oh, this is the funniest name of a group chat ever because nobody eats.
Yeah, because nobody eats. Right. Yeah, gross. Brian and I decided on this show that group chat would be called Have You Eaten Today?
It's so mom, though, to respond with LOL, comma, so college.
That's the most mom text of all time. My dad, Kevin and I talk about dad texts a lot, like what our dads text us, and like our dads must be literally the same. My dad texted me last night after Chris Taylor hit the walk-off and goes, baseball at its best. It's the most dad text of all time.
It's like A-Rod during the Yankees-Red Sox game when he was like, the perfect imperfections of the sport of baseball.
Yes, that's exactly right. All right, well, speaking of Chris Taylor, what did happen last night? Fantastic wild card game. I mean, it took a while. It took long time to get there, but it was a fantastic game. Dodgers win by a final score of 3-1 in the wild card game on a walk-off 2-run homer from Chris Taylor. Was really hoping for the Cody Bellinger or Albert Pujols walk-off. Didn't happen. The Cardinals, they're being sent home after one game. Thank God, even though I don't really like the Dodgers either.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't
have
any biases towards either of these two teams.
No, like either way, I would have been happy with either of them losing. This does set up something now because Dodgers and Giants have never played each other in the postseason, which is wild.
Dodgers and Giants have never played each other in the postseason?
They've played each other.
Wow, this series is going to be crazy.
1952 and 1963, they played each other best of three tiebreakers, and that's the way it was back in the day. So now they have a playoff matchup, first time ever, which is crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah. No, that's nuts. Those are the two best teams in baseball, and one of them is going to be going home in the first round. That's just the way. That's the cruel game of baseball. Now, speaking of this, the wild card game, it gets a lot of schlack. It gets, you know, it's kind of, it's still relatively new. What is it? 5 years, 6 years, 7 years old?
Yeah, 2014, I believe.
2014, right? Yeah. One game playoff to decide who is moving on. Football has it, but football's one game a week no matter what. So every game is a one game playoff for them. But baseball is the only sport where you have like a series of games to decide like who is moving on, but also has a one game playoff.
Well, the NBA's kind of adopted it.
It's not.
It's like
play-in,
a play-in.
But play-in's three games, I thought.
No, 7 and 8 play each other, 9 and 10 play each other, and then the winners and losers.
I don't like the NBA play-in.
Yeah, not many people do.
So many people make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, last year, fine. You had 72 games, so you wanted to make it up somehow. But, like, this year, really? Like 60% of the NBA teams are making the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
In 52 of that, no, 90% of that 60%. Aren't going to be a factor in the playoffs.
Yeah, I know. too many teams make the NBA playoffs already, and I ended up, you know, over the years, I've ended up kind of liking the 16 team in the playoffs just because, like, it's more entertaining for the fans. But these play-ins do nothing for me.
You know what the NBA should have done? I've been harking this on the hill for many years. That's probably not a word, harking. But saying that they should jumble it. It should be 1 through 16 with a reseed.
Maybe, but again, like, that's still the same. It would still be, like, the same thing, right? Where, like, there's 16 teams that make the playoffs, and, you know, it makes nice, even sense. The plan does nothing for me. Harking is to listen.
Oh. That's so I've been listening on the hillside.
Ground or present part. What is that word? Participle? You're the AP
style. So I'm the participle in this?
It says hark. It's a verb.
It's harking.
Hark, he knocks. That's the
example?
That's the example they use on Google.
Listen, he knocks.
Hark, maybe, is it just a synonym for listen?
Yes.
Hark, and then on the right here, it says harking is an acronym coined by social psychologist Norbert Kerr.
I knew I got it from somewhere.
That refers to the questionable research practice of hypnotizing after results are known.
I'm a deep studier of Kerr.
Of Norbert Kerr?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, Norbert
deep
Kerr just became
him.
Lad's hero, apparently. The one game playoff, right?
Yes.
Like, I think they should keep it, personally. Like, I know it sucks that one team's going home, but, like, I feel like the only people that don't like it are the players.
Yeah,
I feel like everybody else enjoys it.
Even though from a TV standpoint and a watching standpoint, I kind of liked last year a bit better.
Really?
With the three-game play-in. If you find a way
to... Yeah, but I don't want under 500 teams. Under 500 teams in baseball, there's 162 games. Yes. If you want to make the playoffs, you should be over 500.
Let's look at this. Keep talking here because it's going to take me a minute to find
this.
Well,
what are you looking up?
I'm going to see how many over 500 teams there were in baseball this year.
Okay.
And that will give us the number of how many teams I want it to be.
So Tampa and Boston would have made it. Go to the standings for a second. The division. Yep. So in the old format, Tampa and Boston make it. Chicago and Cleveland make it. That would have been one under 500 team.
Yes.
Astros and Seattle are good.
Then the Yankees and Blue Jays would have been the leftovers.
Yeah, they would have. But they would have made the playoffs, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they would have been the two wild card teams in the AL. So go down to the National League. Philly's over 500, but they're 82-80. I guess it only would have been one. No, wait. It would have been Reds make the playoffs, and then is it Mets? No, it's Padres. Then Padres make the playoffs in the old format. So two under 500 teams would have made the playoffs.
But I think it should be six teams from each league. The first round is a four-team best of three. You give a bye to the two best teams. And then you have normal playoffs.
I like the baseball playoff format. I don't think it needs to change. That's just my opinion, though. I'm sure, you know, it's like they hire people like Theo Epstein to figure these types of things out. I think, and this is another question that came up last night. Like, what's the best playoffs in the major four sports? I think it's baseball.
Yeah.
I think they have the best playoffs. You might disagree. I'm super biased because baseball is my favorite sport. But I'm curious to see what you think.
I personally, out of the sports I watch and
people
follow,
say, like, the people who watch hockey and people who watch all four, people say it's hockey.
Yeah, I honestly believe it's hockey because...
And I don't have a hard time believing that.
Yes.
But still, I think it's baseball.
Yeah, for the sports I watch heavily, it would be baseball.
Really?
Yes. But
better than the NBA playoffs?
Easily.
Okay.
Yes, because the only enjoyable part about the NBA playoffs, they're long, which isn't enjoyable, but the Celtics are playing for a good amount of that portion.
Yeah,
for
it
me.
gets really, the championship series and the finals,
yes,
might be the best. I mean, the Super Bowl's the best, but
yes,
the championship series and the finals are really good in the NBA.
But you gotta get to that
point. Yeah, you gotta get to that point first. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Enough about baseball, another about other sports. It's a football Thursday with no baseball going on. Well, no New York baseball going on today. Maybe we'll get to back to the baseball a little bit later. But we got Bills, Giants, and Jets for you to talk about today. Maybe a little Syracuse football as well as picks of the week. Hot Corner coming up at 4 for your baseball fill. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to WNYL Sports Hour right here on the Laker Radio Network. Sports Hour, Thursday afternoon. It's hot in here. It's hot outside.
It is.
70 degrees in October. This is the problem with Oswego. They tell you it's cold, it's cold, it's cold, it's cold. It doesn't really get cold till the middle of November. It's hot today. It'll be hot for the next month.
Well, I was reading the Farmer's Almanac the other night, the old Farmer's Almanac. And
why?
Why it just comes up. It just comes up. Because there was an article that was sent in the family group chat that said this is going to be a cold, and a snowy winter in the state of New York. So it said, be ready the first week of November for 20 degrees and a lot of snow.
Well, this is my thing. I hate the winter and fall. And a hot take, I think fall is the worst season.
It's my favorite.
It's everybody's favorite. I don't understand this, and I know this is a hot take, but I hate the fall for multiple reasons. One, school starts back up. Now, this is more of an older thing, mm-hmm. like when I went to high school and when I went mm-hmm. to elementary and middle school. School starts up. The weather gets colder. And I just hate those two things. The other thing I hate about it, the weather, especially in Oswego, fluctuates way too much. It's 45 degrees at night and 70 during the day. And then sometimes it's 45 degrees the whole day. And then the next day it'll be 70. My body can't handle that. Like, I wake up every morning and my body just doesn't know what to do with itself because, like, it doesn't know what temperature it's going to be today. It doesn't know what it should be ready for.
And I find it so funny how everybody just accepts the vitamin D deficiency that comes with the city of Oswego. Like
some people say that, like, the air in Oswego also
no,
like, is
it will
bad
suck
for you.
The life out of you. Yeah. I can tell you Lake Ontario is not that clean.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks pretty clean to me.
I don't think you've seen a clean lake.
Well, I am from the dirty Jersey, so I've seen some dirty lakes in my time, but it looks pretty clean. It's not Lake George, but, you know, what is Lake George? You know, what type of lake is even close to Lake George?
I guess I've just been spoiled with ponds in the Adirondacks.
Right. But, no, I think it's pretty clean. No?
Yeah, we
got to look this up.
Yeah, let me find some numbers on
gotta,
this. How clean is how Lake
clean
Ontario?
Is Lake Ontario?
When do I expect to get cancer?
Okay. Now we're just silently typing on our computers. How clean it? When you look up how clean is Lake Michigan, is the first
Lake
one to come
Ontario
up.
May be the most polluted out of the five Great Lakes.
Really?
All other lakes flow into it, giving it their pollution. It also receives runoff from farms and businesses around
it. No. That definitely is true because we have two major like plants in Oswego: a water plant and then a nuclear power plant.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
It can't be good.
If that blows up at any moment, we're all dead.
No, we're in the cancer circle.
No, lad, we're dead. It's a nuclear explosion. I don't know why you think we're surviving.
I have seen the maps.
No,
we
dude,
are in the cancer circle.
I can
circle.
Tell you right now, if that thing blows up, we're all dead.
There's a circle that says won't find the body. There's a circle that said probably dead. And then there's another circle that says possibly has cancer.
No, no.
We were in the possibly
lad,
has cancer
you,
section.
Lad, I promise you, we're dead if
okay.
that thing blows
okay.
up.
Okay, I think I could get us out of here in time. You got about 30 seconds. I think I could get us out of here.
Get out of where?
I think if we were at Lakeside Commons, I think I'd be safe because I'm in the basement. Nothing's getting to me.
But it's a nuke. Do you know what entails a nuclear explosion?
Oh, I don't think many people do.
No, but it's a big one. Like, huge. Yes. Like, nuclear bombs take out entire cities, dude.
Yeah, but they're running at like 2% capacity at that nuclear power plant.
How do you
at this
know
point.
That? How do you know the facts
okay,
behind
now
the nuclear?
Gotta...
Yeah, Oswego nuclear power plant.
Nine Mile Island.
How do you know that?
Nuclear.
Wait, what? Why are you just assuming that the nuclear power plant is running at 2% capacity?
It's 3 Mile.
What? Like, again, you're not answering my question.
What
you're
do you
not,
mean?
How do you know that the nuclear power plant in Oswego is operating at a 2%
capacity?
I know capacity.
They're not at their top capacity right now.
How do you know that?
I don't know. It says...
You don't know.
From what I've been told...
Is this a Wikipedia page for...
Yeah, and there was a 1991 site emergency.
Wait, this is a Wikipedia page for the Oswego power plant?
Yes.
The 9 Mile point... Who has time... For this,
who had time
is,
to fully
who
document?
Is taking the time to write these Wikipedia pages? What are we doing?
Who has time to fully document the 1991 site area emergency?
Who has time for this?
So units one
it's
and
like,
two.
It's like that Sebastian bit where like he's talking about Yelp.
Yes,
and he's like, who is guys the time? To go home and tattle on the restaurant. When me and my wife go to a restaurant, I go, "This salmon sucks. Let's get out of here." And we don't go home and tattle on the restaurant. So, folks, I hope you enjoyed our talk about nuclear power plants. And
well, I have the proof right here. It's not at full capacity.
What proof? Point out to me the sentence right now.
So
we've taken up an entire block to discuss this.
So. Okay, that's a renewal of license.
Vlad,
okay.
I'm seeing nothing. Show me the sentence where it says it's only operating at 2% capacity.
Yeah, I'm not finding anything
yeah,
like
because,
that.
Yeah, because it's not true. Why would it just not? Wow, that thing is huge.
No, it is. And that cloud it puts off is huge as well.
Yeah, sometimes I think the city of Oswego is burning to the ground driving to campus because the smoke is so large. Is it, you know? Has it... Did it ever have an accident? Did it say in that Wikipedia?
Let's go back to 1991.
Oh, 1991?
1991.
That's like fairly recent.
So, yes, yeah, site area emergency.
The Wikipedia page, folks, has a whole section dedicated.
Time magazine covered this.
August 13th was declared. This was the third occasion an SAE had been declared as a nuclear power plant. It was electrical failure, which caused momentary loss of electrical power. That's a little scary.
Yeah, there were no injuries or release of radiation.
So they just lost power.
Yeah, it probably freaked some people out.
And we took the necessary precautions.
Yes, I'm sure everybody pulled out their handbooks and said, what are we going to do in this moment? And everybody worked their way through it.
Yeah, everybody, I'm glad that the site emergency of 1991, everything's okay. I wonder what the people in the office listening to are thinking of this segment right now. Because we technically, according to the rundown, only have 2 minutes to talk about the Bills-Chiefs game. It's a rematch of the AFC Championship.
Might need to push that to the next block.
And this is the... best game of the week, too.
Yes.
Like, there's no denying that.
Oh, I got the music going, Aaron. Cue me up a little bit.
On which
the computer.
Key? The computer. Whoa, holy crap. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. NFL primetime music. All right, Bills taking on the Chiefs in a rematch of the AFC Championship. Can the Bills offense... keep it rolling, lad. They've been stomping people all over the place.
Well, they've been stomping bad teams. They stomped the Texans. Which...
But are the Chiefs a bad team? 2-2 and barely beat the Eagles last week.
I think this is going to be...
Are the Chiefs frauds?
they might be frauds. I think this is the week we realized the Chiefs' defense took a major step back, but their offense is still pretty good. I think this is setting up for a major points battle, a major duel.
I think, this is my opinion, I think that this is the week where Patrick Mahomes is like, all right, it's go time. We're playing a real team. You know, I didn't think the Chargers were a real team, but now we're playing a real team, and it's time to kick in a high gear here. Yeah, that's what I think is going
to
happen.
I think this is the highway to a Big 12 game here. I think we're on our way to a 39-38 classic.
I would love that.
No, it's the most entertaining Sunday night game.
Give me the 52-49 game.
I don't know if my heart can take that again.
It was Rams-Chiefs. Your heart couldn't handle it?
It was still intense.
It was awesome. It's one of the greatest Monday Night Football games I've ever seen in my entire life. That game and the Lamar poop game last year.
Yes.
Two of the greatest Monday Night Football games of all time. All right, I guess we're going to take a break here on Sports Hour. But we will get back, and we're going to discuss. What are we going to discuss? We'll discuss more of this game. Giants, Cowboys, Jets, Falcons playing across the pond. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. This is good.
What's this? First to Go by
The Needs.
Oh,
some
the
of
needs.
These alternative bands that we have in this system have the weirdest names.
The Needs. What's that next one?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Wait. Listen to this. No way.
Oh.
This is in the rotation.
Oh, guys, this isn't okay.
It's gonna come up.
No.
What do you mean it's not okay? This is a great song.
He's in jail now. Guys.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Not to be a beacon of morality here, but come on.
I forgot about that. I loved this show as a kid.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Great show. Great show.
The younger sister was the
Miranda Cosgrove. Yeah,
yes, as the antagonist, I felt like that was genius.
Yeah, no, it's great. And iCarly was great too when they gave Miranda Cosgrove her own show.
Yeah,
which, by the
kept
way,
running with it.
They did a revival on Paramount Plus.
Oh, they did?
Yes, and it's like it's not made for kids; it's made for adults. Like they curse and talk about like adult things like that. I don't know what I can say on it. I never know what I can say and not say.
Well, supposedly I'm the most...
I just have this list in front of me of seven words that I can't say.
Supposedly I'm the most progressive person we have here now, and Sports Hour on Tuesday is just politics hour. And
it was good. No, Sports Hour was very good on Tuesday. We listened to it last night, and it was good.
Yeah,
we're progressive
Tuesdays, I'm
here.
Not afraid to say anything.
No, it's Sports Hour Unleashed. It's Latin Friends Unleashed. But I can't believe that's in the rotation. You know what else is in the rotation?
What?
5,000 Candles in the Wind from Parks and Rec.
I think we need to pull that up.
Let's see. We're just not going to... I advertised this show today as a...
No, you woke up this morning and you were like, I can't wait to talk about football.
Yeah,
and here we are talking about power plants, people in jail.
This is a great show.
It is.
In horsey heaven. This is a great episode.
No, this is one of their better episodes. Do you see the time capsule one?
Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah.
My dad and I's favorite is the soda tax one.
Yes.
Where it's like 128. You know, some people call it a gallon. You call it a regular. Or like the one, the 512 ounce one. It's like... You know, 512 ounces, you guys call it a child size. How can anybody think that this is a child size? The lady goes, well, it's roughly the size of a two-year-old child if the child was liquefied.
Oh, boy.
Great, great song. All
you
right.
think we could do 128 ounces of soda? I feel like we could.
I feel like we do that.
Yeah, I feel like we do that some days.
Like those 4 liters that Brian brought home, with, like, I remember you opened the second one, and Brian's like, lad. And you're like, no, we'll be fine. It'll
we're pacing
be okay.
ourselves. We just went through the first 2 liters in about
save
46
Brian
minutes.
We saved Brian his one for
no,
the
that's
weekend.
No, he's grumpy if he doesn't have it for the weekend.
Yes. There's so many times where I go to Walmart and I look at the soda section and just so tempted to
Yeah, you get the cheap stuff too.
I don't get. I bought Cherry Coke.
No, but
the other
saying
day.
You have the option to get the cheap stuff.
Yeah, but the cheap stuff's not as good.
What? You're not a fan of Dr. Thunder?
No. Only on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know why what was we that go last, cheap for
what
the
was,
Super Bowl.
What was that last one that I think Abby bought us?
What was it?
What was it? It wasn't Sam's Cola because that one's bad. That one is actually bad.
No, I bought it for us.
What? Oh, I thought Abby bought it.
No, I bought it from Aldi's. It was Oh, what was it called? I forget. I got to look up Aldi's brand.
What? What is it? Producer, say what it is. Fago.
Yes,
that's exactly what
Fago.
It is. Fago.
Is that...
That's exactly what
that
it is.
Is that related to Blueberry Fago?
Yeah, Blueberry. It's Blueberry Fuego, isn't it? Or am I wrong in saying that?
No, I'm pretty sure that song's Fago.
Oh.
So if you put that with blueberries, is that
I've
like
never
a
had
delicious
a blueberry
drink?
You know what makes me think of that? Did you read Percy Jackson as a kid?
I did.
When he and like the food would appear in front of them like magically, and he would always have blue soda.
Yes.
I've always wanted to try that.
No.
Always wanted to try it.
You're not a big Mountain Dew guy. Like I'm
no,
all into
I'm
that
not.
Voltage stuff.
Well, because again, I heard a fact about Mountain Dew when I was in like sixth grade. Again, I don't know. I don't think it's appropriate to say on air, but I heard a fact about it. When I was in like sixth grade, and like since then, like haven't really drinking a whole lot. Like if it's there, I'll have it, but I haven't like people religiously drink that, like religiously,
yeah.
Like it's the only soda they drink.
I'm sure it turns out fine for some people, but I don't know.
Maybe it does, but again, I heard this fact when I was in sixth grade, and for some reason, I just like never really drank it again unless I was like really in the mood for it. I'll tell you what it is off air, but again, I don't know what
yeah.
I can say.
Sports hour at night.
Yeah, sports hour at night. Say maybe we should do a Safe Harbor Hours show one
well,
time.
Well, we did it one time when Jake got his ticket.
No.
His seven
you know
tickets
what it was?
That day.
No, you know what it was? I forget if it was Jake or Kevin had to make a project.
Jake did. He lost his SD card.
Yes.
He kept losing his
SD
card.
And we came into the studio at midnight.
Yes.
And we went live and talked about the coronavirus.
Yes.
And Jen walked by. And this was before Jen was GM.
Yeah.
And Jen walked by and was like, what are you guys doing?
No, she was like, hey, guys. And we were like, hey. And then she's like,
why?
And we were like,
why not?
Yeah.
And then a week later,
Kevin's like, this is a concern. It's going to shut down
no,
the country.
No, Kevin did say that.
Kevin understood what was happening where I went, it will blow over.
No, Kevin was like, this is a problem and we're all going home. And I didn't really know. Like, I was kind of like in between.
Yes, where I was just like, no. You guys don't know.
And a year and a half later, here we are.
Yeah. Here we are.
Here we are. A year and a half later. Still talking about it. Still technically in it. Still technically in it. Even though I'm fully vaxxed. I'm not afraid anymore.
No, I'm not afraid.
Either. I wasn't afraid from the beginning. I wasn't even afraid when I had the virus itself. Was not afraid.
It's weird to think about it. But yeah, no, now that I'm fully vaxxed, I'm not scared of anything.
No, not scared of anything. Again, we've just wasted this entire block.
Made ourselves sound like... I don't know what we made ourselves sound like. Cowboys are playing the Giants, though.
Yes.
That's exciting.
This is a big, big game for both teams, I think. For the Giants, I think they got a chance to continue momentum. And they always play the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys is a better team.
Yes.
I don't think anybody's denying that. But I think the Giants are going to be in this game. I think it's going to be a dogfight. I think the Cowboys' defense is so bad that I think Saquon Barkley, this is his game to break out.
People are saying the opposite. They're saying if the Cowboys can get through this game, then that's going to be something.
Well, if they blow the Giants out, they're going to run away with the division.
Yes. No, this is
and
the make
or
break
like
in
they
the division.
Do that. Yeah.
Yes. So we'll see what defense comes. When they're getting turnovers, it seems like they're a good defense. When they're not getting turnovers, it's kind of keeping teams in games. So who knows who will show up.
I remember last Sunday watching this game, and like Sam Darnold almost like single-handedly brought them back in. And you're like, I never said this defense was good.
No, I've never said this defense was good. I was ready to put Trayvon Diggs in the Hall of Fame.
Oh yeah,
but
what do you have? Two interceptions.
Two interceptions.
He's got like five
in four games.
Yeah, five on the year. Something
better
stupid
hands
like
than
that.
His brother. Some
yeah,
say.
Yeah, no, some might say. Daniel Jones threw for 400 yards last week. I think he could do not 400 again, but I think he could throw for a lot. Like 350.
Yeah, 350. So, no, I can
I
go
think
out
this
there
Cowboys
and,
defense is that bad.
I can go out there and put 200.
No way.
No, this Cowboys defense? They'll give you...
No way. You would not be able to go out there and throw 200 yards.
I feel like anybody that has a working right arm could go out there and put 200 yards on this
defense.
You
think Jake could put 200 yards on the Cowboys?
Jake might put 250 on him.
Jake might
just put because he hates the Cowboys.
Yeah, I hit the anger. Motivate him to throw 250 yards.
This is a bad anniversary game, though.
Is this the game?
Yes, this is exactly a year ago when Dak, his leg. It wasn't a cramp.
Well, how is it exactly a year ago? Like because it's on a Sunday again.
It's not exactly a year, but the Cowboys and Giants played each other on Columbus Day weekend.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman for this one, right?
Shocker.
not Tony Romo this week?
Yeah, no, it's
CBS didn't pick
Aikman.
This one. Yeah,
America's Game of the Week.
One. Yeah, that's what I figured it was, America's Game of the Week. So, yeah, it'll be Buck and Aikman. I talked to Jake and Kevin about that last night. They were not happy. Can't wait to hear Aikman on the call for this one.
Oh, he's going to be ecstatic for this one.
Yeah, he's finally going to watch some, like, good football.
Yes.
Or, like, Cowboys. I shouldn't say good. Cowboys football.
I heard this.
Every time he calls a bad game, it's so funny because he just complains about it. Like on air, like actively complaining.
He'll rip people.
He's like, why are we watching this game?
No, he'll be like, well, obviously Cincinnati did not come out ready to play tonight.
Yes. When he calls Bears games, that's the best because he just rips them to shreds.
Yes.
Like, what do they do? I don't think the Bears are ready to play in the NFL at this point. It's just so. It's
I don't
like
know
comical.
Why Matt Nagy still has a job.
Yeah, it's so. It's so comical, and Buck is. It's just so bad. I would rather have Kevin Burkhard call. I would rather have Kenny Albert call every big game. Yes, I think Kenny Albert is the most underrated announcer in the game.
For hockey, he is. I don't love his football call.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's the most underrated football announcer in the game?
Oh,
Gus Johnson, just because like he only does college.
Yes, but I would say Kevin Harlan for football for sure.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Everybody knows
He's
how good
great.
He is for basketball.
But I feel like everybody knows how good Kevin Harlan is.
Yeah, but are they always getting those games?
Because
I'm not
he doesn't.
Sure.
Yeah, because he doesn't get the big games. Because Nance and Romo.
No, he's always locally set up in the Northeast. He gets the worst of the Patriots, Bills,
he gets
or
like, yeah, he
Jets
gets like, yeah.
combo.
Who's calling this Falcons Jets game?
Oh, at 9:30? I can get you that answer right now.
Yeah. Because this is it's an NFL Network game, so it's Fox. So I don't know. And why is it on NFL Network? And why is it being played at 3:30 London time? Like, why couldn't it have been played at 6:30 London time? Like, why does it, like, it doesn't make any, who is getting up at 9:30 in the morning to watch Jets Falcons and 6:30 in the morning on the West Coast?
I think a lot of people are going to get up for this.
Well, I will, maybe. Actually, that's not even the truth. I don't even know if I'm going to get up to watch this game, and I think the Jets are going to win it.
They're not even announcing who's calling this game.
Brian Costello probably has it on his Twitter. I don't want to scroll down 50 pages to...
Is the Jets announcer always Bob Wasusian?
For radio?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay, then never mind.
Maybe, I don't know, I could be... I actually don't know the Jets radio announcers, but I have heard that name before. All right, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. Maybe we'll talk about football. Maybe we won't. We'll see how the show goes today. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 89, the Laker Radio Network. Please come and surrender our rights and wrongs. Can we just for one night let the stars decide where we belong? Maybe heaven right now. The Ladd song choice. Aaron Valentino, Brandon Ladd here with you on a Thursday. Waiting for the beat to drop to see if I actually know the song. Wow, it's taken a long time to build up.
It does. They always play this at Tomorrowland, that big DJ festival.
Where?
In Europe. Like Alesso, and I forget who the other DJs are.
DJ Mike's not there?
No.
Yeah, I've never heard this song.
Came on at Ally's one time and I just lost my mind. I think that's why they call it Lose My Mind.
Yeah, makes sense. We haven't really talked a lot of football today. I advertised the show as Football Thursday. The title of the Sports Hour pod today was going to be A Football Thursday. I don't think it can be that.
No, it's going to be nuclear power plants and more.
Yeah, nuclear power plants. And the one episode that I edited yesterday was called Punctured Lung.
Yes.
It was the episode where we talked about Tara Taylor's punctured
lung. I'm trying to think of my names from yesterday. Let me find them.
They were
funny.
Two episodes that you...
caught out of the nine I had to actually cut.
Yeah. Sports Hour Podge, all caught up. Today's episode, not going to be up today. Today's episode should be up on Saturday. But yesterday's episode is up. It was a good one. You should all go take a listen to it.
Ah, on the names.
What is it?
So 1:30 was Ladd and Joey sit next to each other because me and Joey decided to sit right next to each other the day you were missing. And then the other one is called, excuse me, what's the arena called?
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Those are good names. Wow, you're pretty good at that. But Sports Hour Pod, all caught up. I woke up this morning to 45 text messages. The majority of them being about how we made history. We have the most listened to episodes in WNYL podcast history.
I got to fact check this now. It got taken away
from
us.
But Liam and I fact checked it around 2:30.
It's not us.
And it's actually Tomas Rodriguez last semester's Behind the Mask episode. I don't know which one it is.
With what, 400,000?
It's like, no, it's 1,400. We're at like 1,200.
Oh, he's we can get there.
He's at 1,400.
Do you see what any other analytics on them were?
The next one, it was like, the third best one was like 70.
Ugh. Yeah. So why'd that one go off?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know
question.
Why. It's a random episode. It's the episode where, with the really bad trivia?
Yeah.
So I don't know why that has so... like, I don't know 1,200 people, right? And it's not like I advertised that episode specifically.
No, we don't really push the podcast that hard.
All right. Well, I wouldn't say that. The link's in my Twitter bio. You should all click that link in my Twitter bio.
Remember how long
Twitter.
It took me to say I was a co-host of the show on Twitter?
Yeah, you like never... all of last year, we won an award last year. And it wasn't in your Twitter bio, which offended me. But now it is.
Yeah, I felt like I had like take a fall walk in there at some point. Yeah. There was some dumb stuff in there for a while.
Take a fall walk. Yeah.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Everyone always criticizes me for knowing all the NYO commercials.
No, and they just keep playing and playing and playing.
Yeah, I'm constantly listening to this station and I'm in here every day. So I just hear them all the time.
You see our photos? Our baby photos are up?
Yeah, why is yours up?
What? I'm part of it.
You're not a part of eBoard, though.
No, they just introduced me as the guy that's in here a lot but doesn't have an official position.
Yeah, but you don't... Yeah, yes. I guess that's true. Yeah. My baby photo was the cutest I felt. The one of Abby's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
It's so funny.
It's menacing.
It's in my nightmares. No, that photo of Abby is so funny. Like... genuinely made me laugh.
You didn't think mine was me, though. It's
no,
like me at 9 years old.
But you know what's
old.
Funny about yours?
Yeah.
It looks exactly like this kid I worked with at Cliffs years ago.
Yeah.
And you know what his name was?
What?
Brendan.
Interesting.
Isn't that fascinating?
That is pretty fascinating.
Like, that's the first person I thought of when I saw that picture.
Yeah, I mean, now I'm starting to think, should we give the Jets and Giants a minute?
Yeah.
Or Jets and Falcons.
Well, Jets, Falcons. Zach Wilson named Rookie of the Week by the week. So I think the biggest question going into this one is, has Zach Wilson actually arrived? Like, is he going to continue to play well into this week? And it's not like he's going up against, you know, who's got a good defense? The Bucks. It's not like he's going up against the Ravens. All right.
Yeah.
If he's actually arrived, he should be able to play well against the Falcons, who are terrible.
Well, I want to raise this point. Does anybody have a good defense anymore? It seems like the offenses have gotten way too good.
That's a good question. Who has a good defense in the NFL?
Because, see, like, the Bucs...
the Seahawks. It's not the Seahawks. The Rams.
Yeah, like, if the Cowboys... yes, the Rams. But, like, if the Cowboys' offense didn't... or special teams self-destruct week one, the Cowboys would have put 35 up on the Bucs.
Right.
So, like, I feel like the best defenses even give up 30 some weeks.
Yeah, that's just the way the NFL works, because the offense controls the entire pace of the game.
My Zach Wilson point, though, I think it's going to be very Brett Favre, Peyton Manning this year for him because it seems like the new mantra is rip it. So I think he's going to throw a lot of interceptions, but I think he's going to throw a lot of touchdowns at the same point.
I would hope so. We're getting Crowder back for another week. Denzel Mims should be back. No, now, imagine if this offense was this open when Elijah Moore was playing.
Yeah,
he's out with a concussion,
point.
And he's going to be out for at least probably another 2-3 weeks with that, which stinks. But, yeah, I think the biggest thing to this is, you know, it's the age-old question in the NFL. If you're a quarterback, have you arrived? And if you've arrived, can you continue the momentum that you have?
It's definitely fluid right now.
It's all about, I think for all of these New York teams, the theme of what they're playing up against this week and probably for most of the rest of the season is, can you keep momentum? Right?
Yeah.
For Zach Wilson, it's can you keep momentum of, you know, making good plays, running all over the field, you know, making good decisions, making good throws. For the Giants, it's about, is Daniel Jones the actual, you know, franchise quarterback? Can he keep momentum to throwing 400 yards? Is he still going to connect with Kenny Galladay every week? Is Blake Martinez going to lead this Giants defense, which is supposed to be really good? Is he going to continue that momentum into next week? And for the Bills, it's, you know, you made it to the AFC Championship last year.
Yep.
Josh Allen looks like an elite quarterback. Can you continue that momentum heading into another year of the playoffs?
No, that's a good way to think about it. And the thing going in Wilson's favor here, these next four games are winnable.
Yeah.
Not saying they'll win.
Next four?
Next four. Falcons, Patriots, Bengals, Colts.
No. You can beat all those. You can beat all those
teams.
Not
saying you will beat all those teams, but you can beat all those teams.
You can beat. They got to beat the Patriots.
I feel like that would be a nice revenge.
Like, they haven't beaten them in so long. It would be nice to start off the Mac Jones, Zach Wilson era at 1-1. You know, now it seems like Wilson's starting to figure it out maybe a little bit. Maybe LaFleur's trusting him a little bit more. I think they gotta beat the Patriots. Have to. You have to beat somebody in the division this year. You can't go 0-8 in the division again.
I think the Dolphins are...
Or 0-6. 0-6.
I think 3-3 in this division is achievable if they can beat the Patriots.
I don't know.
Optimistic
if they're gonna beat the Bills.
Side, you don't. Well, you'd beat Miami twice.
I don't
even
know if they can beat the Dolphins with Tua. With the Brisket Boy, maybe.
Yeah,
but I don't know about with Tua if they can beat the Dolphins.
They can definitely beat Cincinnati. Let's start with the Falcons, though.
Yeah.
I think they can beat the Falcons.
I think they're gonna win.
Yeah,
if they play like they played against the Titans, they're gonna win this football game.
Yeah. No, and the big thing, your key here on your rundown, and it's a big key, two of them make defensive plays and no turnovers, and they did that against the Titans.
No, the defense played well all year.
Yes.
I think the only time maybe they didn't play well was the game against the Broncos. But defense has played well all year, and if you continue to make plays like that, then you're going to have success. And if you play, and the Titans are a good football team. You know, this is a team that's going to the playoffs this year. If you can play like you did against the Titans, you can beat up on bad teams like the Falcons. But it's, again, it's about momentum. We've seen this from the Jets before. We've seen flashes from the Jets before, and they haven't been able to keep that momentum going into the next week or going week to week.
To get 10 weeks ahead on this discussion, I honestly think by the end of the year, we might be saying Quincy Williams and C.J. Mosley are top linebacker
and then
duo
they're getting,
in the league.
They're getting Shaq Lawson back next year.
Interesting.
Or not Shaq Lawson, Carl Lawson back next year.
Interesting.
Quincy Williams, really good.
Yeah.
Like, scary good. Like, how did somebody release him? And, like, how did the Jets pick him up good?
You see the Packers got Jalen Smith?
Yes. And the Panthers traded for Stephon Gilmore.
Interesting.
Sam Darnold's winning a playoff game.
Winning a playoff?
Yep.
Winning?
Yep.
Winning.
Yep.
In Dallas?
I don't know who he's going to play, but I think he's going to win it. I think he's going to win a playoff game. The Panthers are trying to do something, and
how that worked in Week 4.
Well, okay. Who do the Panthers play this week? Let's look. Typing away. I think the Panthers are trying to
build something. They'll beat the Eagles.
They're going to be 4-1.
They'll beat the Eagles, and
they're
then
making the playoffs, and they're going to win a game.
And then they go Vikings, Giants. After the Vikings and Giants week, we can talk about it again. There's a difference between a fringe playoff team and a team that's going to win a playoff game.
I think they're good, and Stephon Gilmore is only going to make them better. He's real. Stephon Gilmore is an elite cornerback, and that's what you need in this league to win football games and win playoff games.
They just got trampled by the Cowboys.
And Sam Darnold looks good, and he doesn't even have Christian McCaffrey right now.
I never said the Cowboys' defense was good.
I'm just saying, Panthers doing something. I don't know. Division win, definitely wild card, and definitely going to win a playoff game. Book it, put it in the parlay.
Okay.
Gavin and Jake are shaking their heads at me right now, but I can tell you right now, Sam Darnold is that good, and the Panthers, they have a whole new vibe to them.
We just got to run through this last break?
No, yeah, we are. We're not going to break. Because we don't have to go to break. I just like to keep it even. But today we're not going to break. All right, it's time for Picks of the Week. I have taken over the lead. It's 16-4. You're actually here for Picks of the Week. For
14,
once. Can we
not
get the
four.
NFL primetime music back? Can you? I actually like that. Now it's going to take you forever. But these are the games we're picking while Lad cues that up. Rams Seahawks tonight. I have three fantasy players in this game tonight. I'm going up against Michael Gross this week in fantasy, looking for my fourth win of the year. Then Jets Falcons, Giants Cowboys. Fun game of the week is Browns Chargers, and then Bills Chiefs on Sunday night. Here we go. NFL primetime music. Four picks a week, 16-4. Rams Seahawks, Lad. Start with you. Who are we going with?
It's really been Russell Wilson on his own all year. I think the Rams bounce back after a hard week. Rams win.
You know who I'm going with. And I'm a big let Russ cook guy. But my boy Matt Stafford playing tonight against the Seahawks. I think the Rams are a Super Bowl contender. I think Matt Stafford is on his way to an incredible year. And I'm going to the Rams. They're going to move to 4-1. Jets-Falcons across the pond, 9:30 a.m. NFL Network for this one. I'm picking the Jets for the first time all year, Brandon.
Yeah, I think this young coaching staff, they're going to make it fun. They're going to have a good trip to London. I am going with the Jets.
Yeah, I'm going with the Jets. Both of us going with the Jets.
And when we both pick the Jets, that's when it gets a bit scary.
That's when it gets a bit scary. Giants-Cowboys, Aikman-Buck, 425 in Jerry's World. Are the Giants continuing momentum?
Giants keep it close for three. Cowboys pull away at the end. Dak Prescott with a game-winning drive.
This is going to be a really close game. And this Cowboys team is bad. And you know who has been waiting for a breakout game all year. It's Saquon Barkley.
You just say this Cowboys team is bad?
Defense.
Defense, okay.
Offense is absolutely electric. But Saquon Barkley's breaking out this game. I feel it. It's time. It's been time. Jake, do you agree? Just nod your head yes if you agree. Yeah, Jake agrees. Browns, Chargers, fun game of the week. I feel like we're going to be picking the Chargers a lot just because they're a fun team to watch. Who are we going with here?
Mayfield really hard on himself after that 14-7 win against the Vikings. I think he bounces back this week. Browns.
Baker Mayfield's hurt. He's got a sling on right now. Said it won't affect him. It will. Chargers, Justin Herbert, they're going to take this
one. I like
one.
Guys that pop it back in and go out there.
Well, that's what he's doing.
The Zach Cases of the world.
I'm not... Zach Cases of the world. Bills Chiefs, Sunday Night Football. For me, this is the game where Patrick Mahomes says, all right, it's time to start playing some real football. He's going to throw for like 400 yards. He's got this one in the bag. I'm going Chiefs.
I think this is going to reveal a lot. I think the Bills need to be the favorite in the AFC. Bills.
Really?
Yes.
That's a bold, bold statement. Who are you picking, Rams, Seahawks? I didn't write that down.
Rams.
Rams. Both of us going Rams. Both of us going Jets. Lad going Cowboys. I'm going Giants. I go Chargers as I've normally done this year. Lad's going Browns. I'm going Chiefs. Bills 14, excuse me. And we will be back next week for that. Gavin Williams joining us. I assume he's going to be on the hot corner in 5 minutes. Are you? Is that a fact? I'll put the mic up there.
That is a fact.
That is a fact. Is Gross not joining you today?
He's still upset about the Yankees loss.
No way.
Yeah, he's taking the personal day.
No way. Wow.
Someone get verification if he doesn't want to wake up at 9 a.m. tomorrow? Is that allowed? Not to 9 a.m.?
Well,
yeah, that's a conversation we got to have.
I guess Gross is...
Or what?
Me and Gross are going to 9 a.m. tomorrow.
I guess Gross, he's not doing the show. It's Gavin. And it's Gavin. And it's Jake Johnson at 4 o'clock. So make sure you tune into that one. That's going to do it for Brandon and I for the week. We've got WNYO Sports this weekend. Some field hockey, some men's soccer, some women's soccer. Make sure you tune in. It'll be all on stream too this weekend. Links and times coming out this weekend or tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day and have a great rest of your weekend, everybody. We're back on Monday.
That was another one.